Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Tuna in the Rider. And we have a special guest tonight. This is one of my favorite motorcycle photographer in the industry today. I would say napakabait din nito. Napakabait na kaibigan. And kung gusto mo ng magandang portrait, nako, sigurado. Sigurado. Meron siya ng magandang kuha sa'yo.
Dati, fan ko lang to eh. Grabe. Ngayon, sobrang sikat na. Diba? O, totoo.
Hindi, I mean, this guy.
Dati, tunay na rider supporter lang to. Ngayon, sobrang sikat na.
This guy would, first time I met our guest is parang yung ating ano, Christmas party episode. Parang may, sir, good evening po. Dito po ba yung tunay na rider? Parang may sobrang bait na kumakalabit sa akin.
Sobrang unassuming. Walang ka ere-ere. Napakabait. And all of the good things that have happened to him, I think, are because of, you know, yung good vibes niya, yung hard work. And
tapos nakasama pa natin sa ride natin to Cebu, di ba?
Thank you, Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, the local government in Cebu, ano yung Region 7, ano ba yung mga hashtags natin dyan? Nalala mo pa ba?
Hindi ko na maalala,
actually. Oh, ito. So, pakilala natin ang ating guest for tonight, Jan C.
I'm Jan C. from Binondo.
President ng tunay na rider, Binondo Branch.
Binondo Branch.
Sinong kasama mo, Jan?
Yes, kasama natin ngayon si Asha, ang aking nag-iisang girlfriend.
Yes. Hello, everyone. So, I'm Asha. So, andito ako para supportahan si Jan C.
Yun. And then, we're gonna ask some deep questions.
Deep? How deep?
How deep is your love questions from Jan C. and
ito,
Asha?
Patay kayo. Oh.
Baka mahirap yung question.
As always, Jan C. is gonna be our 2-9er rider of the week. And Jan, I guess the first question is, why and how did you get into riding motorcycles?
So, I started riding 3 years ago. Kasi motorcycle parts yung business namin. It's an old business na rin. So, naisip ko, motorcycle business, tapos wala akong motor, hindi ako marunong mag-motor. During pandemic, since yung may bago kaming warehouse pala sa Malabon, and then we have to go from Binondo to Malabon, ang hirap nun sa sobrang traffic. And then minsan, ihatid sundo ko pa siya, pandemic, walang masakyan. So, I decided na mag-motor na. It's the most ideal setup sa Manila, sa traffic. And ayun, hindi ko inakala, dati ride, motor lang, ride-ride lang. Hindi ko inakalang magiging kung anong meron ako ngayon. Thanks to Ma'am Donna na sinama ako sa Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. And then nagsimula, makilala ko kayo, ganun.
So it was really, you started out as like from a practicality standpoint. No?
Yes.
It was a commuter. It helped you with your work.
Mm-hmm. For
how
business.
Did you become such an? How did it you become passionate about it? How did you really get into writing? What was that trigger?
Actually. Since kailangan ko mag promote din ng ano ng business namin, no, and then nami-meet ko yung mga mga influencers, mga events, na-inspire din ako sa kanila na wow, paano nila parang enjoy sila sa ginagawa nila. Sabi ko baka pwedeng ako rin, and then ayun nga, nagkaroon yung chance through Philippine Motorcycle Tourism. Lumawak yung, well, network, friends, and yung passion. Actually, yun talaga, yung passion. Na-develop yun. Yung mga gears ko, nag-upgrade kasi ganun pala, kailangan pala, safer yung gamit mo. Ayaw mong maging kamote. Doon na nag-follow lahat.
And you are also known as a photographer, mm-hmm. right? How did that start? Anong nauna, yung photography or yung motorcycle riding?
Definitely photography. So it started matagal na, 2016-2017. I saw this ad from Huawei. They were promoting Leica.
Billboard ba yan? O?
Sa mga social media lang eh. Nakikita ko yung mga black and white photos, ang gaganda.
Okay.
So, sabi ko, try ko nga sumali. Baka manalo ako ng paraffle nila, pa-contest nila. So, habang nagtitake ako ng mga photos para i-join dun sa contest, na-realize ko, ang papangit pala ng kuha ko. So, comparing sa mga nanalo. So, eventually, hindi nga ako nanalo doon. Sabi ko, research nga ako. So, aral ako sa mga YouTube, sa mga group ng mobile photography.
Mm.
So, Huawei yung gusto ko nung una. Pero, ang nabili ko is LG. Yung,
bakit?
Kasi meron silang yung wide angle. Sila yata nag-umpisa noon. So, super wide angle. Doon na na-develop yung nag-inline ako sa mga landscape photos.
Mm.
Dahil wide nga. Sumali ako ng mga seminars. Actually, kay Win Magsino, yun. Isa sa naging idol ko simula nung nag-start ako mag-photography. Landscape photographer siya.
So you were telling us earlier, and I mean, you've been riding for 3 years. What's your motorcycle?
My first and only motorcycle is a Honda Genio 110.
Honda Genio. What made you choose the Genio?
Okay. First of all, dalawa yung pinagpilian ko before ako mag-buy ng motorcycle. It's the Yamaha Gravis and Honda Genio. Mapapansin nyo is beginner friendly siya, and the price is affordable. At that time, well, hanggang ngayon, yun palang kaya kong motor na bilhin. So, pinili ko si Genio kasi modern classic yung look niya. Eh, as a taga Binondo na classic yung itsura, I want to blend in. Yeah.
Tsaka red. Pinili mo talaga red.
Coca-Cola look yung sa kanya, di ba? Custom yun eh.
Custom. Actually, ano kulay? Ano original kulay?
Red and white talaga. Red para hindi na ako mag-change ng color.
Tapos nilagyan mo ng Coca-Cola na logo.
Ah, yes. That's sponsored by JM Mirasol Advertising. They're from Valenzuela. Gumagawa sila ng mga boots sa mga exhibit. Ayan.
Ganda kasi noticeable eh. Di ba? Uy, may Coke. Ayan, Janzy. Alam mo na agad. Alam mo na agad, Janzy.
May branding.
Actually, na-inspire pala ako sa mga Vespa. Yun talaga, kumbaga kung tanongin niyo ako anong end goal ko na motorcycle, I want a Vespa. Yun talaga.
Ayaw mo ng Horwin?
Ay, syempre. Sarap din ng Horwin.
Alright, so you use it for work. Then you started going to these events like the 29 Rider events. Yes. I would always see you guys were super supportive of everything that we've done in this show since the beginning.
Opo.
Yung mga unang shows namin, mga unang events namin, nandun sila with his dad. Mm-hmm. Yung dad mo, yun ang tunay na rider.
Yes, tunay na rider ever since talaga.
So second gen rider ka.
Mm-mm.
What did your dad say when well, how long has your dad been riding? And he set up a company, E-Lig, which is really about supporting motorcycles with quality brake pads.
Yes.
How long was your dad riding before? And did he want you to ride?
I think mga 80s siguro yun na marunong na siya na mag-ride. Pero I think yung unang motor niya yung mga Dio eh. So,
classic.
So mga 90s, isa siya sa mga sikat na gumagawa sa Binondo ng mga Dio. As in, gumagawa.
Mekaniko ba yung tatay mo?
Hindi naman, pero marunong.
Mm.
So, may mga secret siya, ganun, ina-adjust para pampatulin.
Oo, oh, yung Dio, super yes. Setup usually. Mga yun.
Mga ganun.
Trade secret ng tatay mo po. Kaya magpatulin ng Dio.
Yes, yes. Doon siya nakilala. Nun.
So, Asha, when Jancy said, you know what, I want to ride a motorcycle, what were your first thoughts?
Sa una kasi parang syempre natatakot yun kasi syempre yung Manila masyadong magulo, masikip yun. Pero since nakita ko siya nag-scooter ka, 'di ba?
Yes, electric scooter. So, mga stand-up.
Oh, then
mas delikado 'yun. Yung mga standing electric scooter.
Electric pa siya na maliit na anong tawag doon, yan may gas.
Ah, 'yan yung kwento
na kung
anong nag-trigger. Anong nag-trigger bago ako nakapag-motor? Sige, kwento mo.
Kasi liit no, tas ang cute, pero parang ang tunog niya big bike. Kasi pero pagka ina-under niya 'yon, doon pa lang sa may malayo, rinig na siya. Pero ang bagal ng andar.
Electric. Yung may speaker.
Hindi.
Yung tigas. Parang standing scoot.
Teka.
Gas.
Ano tawag dyan? GoPed?
Oo, yung mga ganun.
Parang ganun.
GoPed.
Doon pa lang tuwa na siya. Sa ganung klase.
So, yun yung sabi ko, kung kaya ko yun, kaya ko mag-motor.
Oo, for sure.
Oo, kaya parang mukhang kaya naman niya. And then, once naman na sinabi niya na kaya niya, hindi kaya niya. Then, sabi ko lang, ingat lang sa drive. Kasi, tatakot kasi ako sa mabilis kung tutuusin. Lalo na pag singit-singit.
Okay, so what is the first time? Because you said one of the reasons you got a motorcycle, you got your Genio, is para ihatid sundo si Asha. Did you do biglaan na ba? Like, oh, tara, let's ride. Did you prepare for it?
Of course. Una, mabagal pa. Hindi ako nakapag-aral ng sa school talaga ng ganun. Siyempre, riding school. Nagtatanong lang ako kay Papa yung mga techniques. Ayun, tinuturo niya sa akin yung mga counter steering, proper braking, proper turning, yun.
Nagpaturo so, counter steer agad.
well, si Papa kasi, matagal ko nang naririnig yun. Sa shop kasi, si Papa sobrang hilig niya na magturo sa mga riders. Gusto niya,
sobrang passionate, no?
Yes. So,
sabi ko sa'yo, dapat yung Papa na lang yung guest. Next time.
So, every customer namin, natuturo niya yung counter steer. Ako naman, nakikinig lang ako sa gilid. Okay, paano kaya yun? Totoo kaya yun? ayun, hanggang sa nagkaroon ako ng motor, natry ko sa sarili ko. Ayun.
Now that you're a moto content creator, you got invited. I mean, what was the last motorcycle test ride event that you were invited to?
What mobility? Electric.
Talaga?
Yun yung last na napuntahan ko.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've gone through a lot of these events. You've tried a lot of bikes, big, small, electric. Ano yung dream bike mo ngayon?
Yung nakikita kong gusto ko, yung CL500 ng Honda.
Yung parang sumunod sa Rebel. Tama ba?
Hindi ko lang alam yung pagkakasunod sa
Rebel. Parang pero, ano yan eh.
Ito yung Scrambler. Scramble up, no?
From the Rebel 500 platform. Mm-hmm. In-improve nila. Parang ano, Scrambler look.
I like the look of that bike. Masyado nga siyang badass for you eh. Parang, naisip ko yung motor,
okay,
parang i-jansi, medyo dream dapat.
Dream bike niya yan eh.
Yeah. It's true. That's your dream bike. And, well, we know the place to get it. Triumph.
Oh, yes. Sa
Sir
JT
Jason.
Triumph.
Sir Jason.
Punta ka dun sa Kaloohan.
Okay, if that's your, you tested it out na.
Hindi. Never ko pa siya nakita in person. Puro photos pa lang.
Meron sila sa Triumph.
Sasamahan ka namin. Sasama ka
pag napadaan.
Sir Jason, shout out. Oh.
Shout out, JT Triumph.
Hindi naman tayo live. Eh.
Tsaka, no. Pupasasama na si John Z.
Okay, so that's, what about the bikes you've tested?
I think yung Suzuki na Gixxer, yun pa lang yung na-try kong big bike.
Gixxer?
Big bike na ba siya? Hindi pa. Na the clutch.
Gixxer?
150 ba yun?
250 may. Kasi yung alam po lang Gixxer, yung mga pang...
Hindi, yung lumang Gixxer.
Bago.
Bagong Gixxer ngayon.
250
siya. Baka 250 siya.
So, ayun, maganda na yung itsura niya. Pero yun pa lang yung na-try ko.
Na big bike.
Katakot ako kasi mag-try yung mga matataas pa. Ayun.
Do you have any plans of upgrading?
Gusto, pero syempre sa monetary constraint, budget constraint, yeah.
Oh, mag-casino ka lang, madali
na. CL500 talaga yung ano. Pero kung minimal upgrade, si ADV160.
I've heard that's a great bike.
Ang ganda, no?
Ang laking difference daw. I haven't tried it yet. I had an ADV150. Mm-hmm. But I heard the from the 150 to the 160, malaki daw yung performance difference. Mm-hmm.
Sa ano, based sa mga tropa natin na nagkasama sa PMT rin, yung mas matulin siya kapag nasa gitna na.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, so the first time I ever got to ride with Jansi was this long ride organized by the Tourism Promotion Board and the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism group. And we went from Manila to Katiklan, Iloilo, Bacolod, Cebu,
sa San Carlos pa.
San Carlos, then Cebu.
DSB, San Carlos, then Cebu.
It's a multi-day long ride.
9 days.
And Mackie and I were like, all right, we get to use our big bikes. CF Moto lent him, what is the bike they lent you?
The CF Moto 800 MT.
Which is a touring bike.
Sport
touring, made for long rides. And I know I brought my bike, which was the KTM 790 Adventure. And that, again, is also one of those bikes made for comfort, for distance. You've got awesome suspension.
You've got comfort seat.
Oh, ako na comfort modes. Seat ako. May panniers. Oh. And we get to the pier and we're like, we see this guy in his small red scooter. And waving.
Ang pagdakita ko.
I mean, may 360 camera pa.
Kasama ba talaga to?
Honestly, yeah. That was my first reaction. It's like, what?
Sabi ko, may mga ADV. Tapos may naka-genyo.
Yung ADV, okay pa eh. Kasi ADV yun, di ba? Parang ako on the ADV. Noong nakita ko yung 110 na genyo, sabi ko, huh? But
tinatawa na ka ni Asha.
Fast forward.
Cute.
Fast. Oh, ang cute. It does it. Yung Honda 150 na ADV.
Medyo
malaki
yun.
It looks like it's good. It's and these guys have taken it all over the Philippines. Right?
Hindi siya nasa last.
Hindi siya.
Siya yung nasa gitna.
Oo.
Yeah?
And
kasi hinintay namin siya outside the pier. Kasi nag-expressway kami. So yung mga scooter magkakasama. Sa kayo nagkita-kita.
7-Eleven near the pier.
Batangas na, di ba?
Batangas na.
So, nag-back, ano sila eh, nag-service road sila from Manila to Batangas.
How long did it take us to get from...
Kami, saglit lang. Isang oras
na yata. Isang oras, nandun na kami. How long did it take you guys to get from Manila to the pier?
Ako hindi ko na
Batangas pier.
2 to 3 hours. nag-stop over pa pala kami sa, ano. I mean, nagkita pala kami sa may Paranaque. And then, nag-stop over kami kay Sir Cesar. May kainan siya sa may Laguna, San Pedro.
Mm.
So, doon na kami nagsabay-sabay papuntang Batangas.
So, basically, it took him twice the time. And we see these guys coming in. And we're like, all right. And then the Kenyo comes in, bright with red and white. And then like, ang laki pa ng backpack mo, di ba?
Oo, may backpack.
Like, ako, lahat ng gamit ko, naka-tie down. May malaking backpack pa. Sabi ko, oh my God, gagawin niya to.
Oo nga eh. Nagulat din talaga.
Ang hardcore. So we rode it. We load them up. And fast forward to the end. I mean, yeah, you were able to do it, man. And I was so impressed.
Thank you. Ang daming, ang daming benefit of using a scooter. Kasi after ng expressway hanggang Batangas, wala na.
If you're talking about riding in the Visayas in
actually, Iloilo. Actually, hindi mo kailangan ng big bike eh.
Yung highway lang.
Oo, yun lang highway. Tsaka si Jansi, nung maandar na kami, one hand, nag-shoot pa.
Nag-shoot pa!
Galing, ha? Mga ganun, mahabol sa amin.
May mga times na pagtakbo niya, nahuhulog yung camera gear niya. May bomb. Lahat. But no, I mean, no, dude, he was actually able to not just keep up with us, get ahead of us and take these beautiful pictures of our trip. The best photos I've ever had of any ride was because of Jansi.
Hindi. Promise. Sobrang laking bagay. Kasi pag nagra-ride ka, usually, action cam. Mm-hmm. So, one direction view. Pag may kasama kasing nag-shoot katulad mo, riding shot, di ba? Malaking bagay yan.
So may advantage ka. Do you think there was an advantage of being in a scooter?
Ah, yes. Syempre, hindi mo naalahan yung clutch. So may time dun na banggit nga ni Sir Maki. Dun sa, may isang scene dun si Unico tsaka si Kapo na sobrang gustong-gusto ko yung scene na kinuha ko talaga camera ko one hand, pinicturean ko sila. So maganda naman yung kinalabasan. Plus, thanks to Sir Maki, inangkas niya ako dun sa main ride. Nakapag-picture ako.
The main ride was
Cebu.
The Unity ride in Cebu.
Oh.
Where we went on that beautiful new bridge. What's the bridge called? Do you remember?
Sisilex.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's something. It's like the longest or the tallest. Masa, it's this beautiful bridge.
Nag-teamwork kami ni Jansi. Sabi ko, Jansi, tabi dyan. Ako magdadrive. Tapos, umangkas siya sa likod ko. Siya ako kumukuha sa, pati kay, yung...
Kay,
head of,
The COO.
Oo, kay COO.
Si Marga Nograles of the Tourism Promotion Board.
Gaganda ng mga kuha ni Jansi dun. Kasi inangkas ko siya.
Yes. Ano masasabi niyo sa ano, Honda Genio? Okay naman.
Na okay siya. Nakakatawa lang kasi ano eh. Maliit yung bike eh. Tsaka medyo aggressive ako mag-ride eh. So,
dude, nakita ko, you guys, I was riding and then I was slowing down because it's raining. And then you guys just zoomed past me and then you took the turn and then dumudulas yung likod.
Mabigat.
Dumudulas yung likod. Nag-drift
kami ni Janti kasi may parang corner na pakanan eh.
Medyo basa.
Kasi may gusto kaming ano, may umabante kami para makuha na namin kayo sa likod. So, binilisan namin konti. Pagka turn ko ng kanan, nagdi-drift. Buti
naka-leg out
ka. Kayo leg out, di ba? Buti nagpa-practice ako ng off-road. So, naka-leg out.
Coach Bell Scooter School. No, but I agree. I have an XADV.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to have to cover something, if I'm going to have to take pictures, the XADV is the way to go.
Nice.
If you're going to have to take out... Remember we did that ride again also with the TPB, the Malolos ride?
Mm.
Ang ganda na makakuha ko doon eh. Because you don't have to worry about a clutch. You just gas up. So if you're a photographer, if you were a photographer who wants to get into riding... I really think a scooter is the way to go.
Tama. Ang ganda ng ano, Pujo.
Yeah, the XP400.
Grabe yun.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice bike.
Mukhang nagbabarinig ka.
Na-try mo na ba?
Hindi pa. Nakita ko pa lang sa photo. Then.
Ganda yun.
Ako, hindi ko pa rin na-try. Nakapila tayo.
Haba ng pila.
Si Big Sugar D, meron na.
Bumili. Hindi na siya pumila. Bumili na siya agad.
Wala tayo dun. All right. So, we've talked about the motorcycle. We've talked about your passion for photography. Let's talk a little bit about you and Asha. So, how do motorcycles help you guys in your relationship?
We were able to go to places... na hindi namin akalang mapupuntahan namin.
Daddy, mommy, wag muna kayo makinig.
Saan ba kayo bumabiyahe?
Well, medyo malalapit lang naman. Pero nakapagtagaytay kami using Genio. Pero yung mga malalapit, yung Antipolo. So,
dude, going to Tagaytay. On the Genio.
Long ride yun.
Ang tibay mo talaga. Hindi ko gagawin yun. On my Vespa? No fucking way.
Oh, gagawin ganyan.
Ikaw, anong longest date nyo on a scooter?
Scooter?
Farthest off.
Oh my God. Wait, scooter. Real Quezon.
Layo rin.
Layo rin. Tri-City. Ginamit ko Tri-City.
Masakit sa likod daw pag angkas eh.
Hindi, yung Tri-City, maganda yung suspension ha.
Kamusta yung feeling na
back ride?
Sa Tagaytay. Yung first time namin yun. Tapos ano, parang gitna eh siya kasi parang hindi siya hilig na huminto. So, nung papunta... Tapos nung pabalik, parang feeling ko wala na akong paa.
wait, how long, if you take a big bike, you take the highway, you're there in like an hour 30?
Isang oras kalahati.
Right? And then you get coffee, pahinga.
Kung galing Binondo, mga ilang oras.
How long did it take you?
Almost magti-three, no?
Three hours.
Gabi kami pumunta eh, like biglaan.
Night ride?
Tara, Tagaytay tayo, mabilis lang.
Kumain kami agad.
Kumain lang kami. Tapos, okay, tara, uwi na tayo.
Dahil sa bagay, masarap mag-night ride kung Tagaytay kasi hindi na ma-traffic.
Hindi ma-traffic.
Actually, gawain namin yan with sila Dante, the 13 Lucky Monkey guys, and sila Nolly. Aalis kami na mga 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then we're there at around 10:30. Sarap. No. Then kakain-kain, then... Siguro we leave it around 11:30. Nasa bahay na kami by mga 12:30. That's a great ride.
Mm. Ang bilis, ano. You get to places talaga conveniently.
Okay, so again, going back. So what are your dates like? So Tagaytay is one. mas okay ba ngayon? Mas marami kayong napupuntahan?
Okay.
Ngayon. Kasi ngayon kasi before marami talaga kami napupuntahan lalo na nagkaano siya kasi tawag dito, mas madali sa biyahe. Hindi na kami nagko-commute. Dati kasi nagko-commute lang kami. And then ngayon kasi more on busy kasi siya. So
Nako.
So ano na lang siguro mga twice a week lang kami nag-meet. Mga ganun.
Usually sa mga events pa like
and then sa events sumasama ako every time na may event siya.
Ayun din kami nagba-bonding
twice a week. Frequent pa 'yon. Kami yung asawa ko. Once a month. Kami nga once a month.
Twice a week nga, sabi ko, spoiled.
Kami nga dati, once a month, swerte na yun. Hindi.
Nagre-reklamo twice a week, grabe.
Thank you.
Okay
yun. Thank you, guys.
Okay yun. Pasok yun, pasok.
No, not. Because they've been together for 9 years. Oh, twice a week. Wow.
Ang lupit, pare. Nagde-date pa sila. Ano ba?
Oh, buti pa.
Magandang bonding talaga.
Yeah, no, I agree. The writing is really, I mean, basta you're both into it, no? Laking bagay, laking ano talaga with a relationship.
And of course, importante yung communicator.
Yun.
Galing. Ano bang ginagamit niyang ano? May intercom.
Nag-umpisa kami, yung unang nagka-motor ako, after a few months, lumabas yung jabber. So, tinry namin yun. Ayun, gandang-ganda kami. Maganda yung sound, maganda yung communication
kasi
quality.
Habang nagmo-motor ka, makakapagkwentuhan kayo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pagkasal na kayo.
Papatayin mo na.
Wala na. Hindi ka na, ay, sira na yung ano, sira na yung Bluetooth ko. Hindi,
lobat na ako eh. Kaya namatay eh.
Hindi mo na makakalimutan ni Charge.
Ayun, dun nga sa... Actually, I forgot to mention, sila pala yung uno, hindi ko sila pinopromote as a ambassador noon. Like, bumili kami, nagandahan, pinromote namin, and then napansin ni Jabber. So, sinama kami ito sa ride nila, sa launching ride nila. So, dun ko na-meet sila Ma'am Donna, which connected me to Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Wow.
Dun pala nag-start yun.
Galing,
so,
ha?
Ayun. Sir Brian, Lou of Jabber,
so,
thank you so much.
So, hindi ka passionate. Ni, kung wala kang passion, hindi ka nakasama sa mga ano.
Mm-mm.
And dami talagang opportunities that riding unlocks. Lalo na the relationships you build. More than any other hobby, I think.
Opo, yun talaga.
Iba yung pinagsamahan mo, iba yung the depth of the relationship you have with people who are also riders.
Mm-mm.
Naulan na ba kayo? Habang nagra-ride?
Favorite niya yan. Kasi,
bakit?
Tumutunog kasi siya.
tumutunog sa helmet. Yun, ano ibang klaseng bonding yun. Pagka inabutan kayo ng ulan. Kasi yung yakap, humihigpit eh.
Parang hindi naman. Pero ano, therapeutic nga daw.
Kapit ka, baka malaglag. Her,
parang iniwan niya ako sa ano, sa ulan.
Bakit?
Pinag-antay niya ako sa labas.
Ay, oo, one time may pinick up kami sa isang lugar. Nasa loob
pero
na ako ng shop.
Pero na-enjoy ko naman siya.
Naiwan siya sa labas umulan. So, ini-imagine ko anong ginawa niya. Nagtago ba siya sa ano? Ayun, kumuha siya ng raincoat sa motor. Nag-antay sa ulan.
The other pro, which is why if it's raining, I will always bring the scooter.
Mm.
As opposed to the big bike, is the fact na pwede ka mag-poncho sa scooter.
Oh.
Sa big bike, hindi. Kasi may kadena, may
delikado.
Mm-hmm. But on a scooter, poncho is the way to go. Quick deploy, di ba? Hassle-free.
So bagay.
So, any other relationship tips?
tips? Pag sa tips, ikaw na lang.
ano lang? Trust. Yun. So, importante talaga yung trust. So, kasi kahit saan pumunta, so alam naman namin kung ano yung mga pinupuntahan. So, okay lang. May peace of mind. Ganun.
Actually, you know what? That's when it comes to riding, I think it does it could either do two things. It could totally destroy your trust in someone, or it could amplify it. Kasi if you, kung nagbabackride ka and you don't trust the person, pare, ramdam mo yun eh. Lalabas yan sa ride mo eh. Diba? Or being allowed to go and do crazy things with Mackie and me and the rest of the Tourism Promotion Board and the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism peeps, right? That may trust yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kung walang trust, that will destroy a relationship.
Yeah, true.
Riding amplifies trust with your lover.
Oo. Oh, may asawa ko, sanay na sanay. Dati, pag kumukorner ako, lumalaban yan eh. Sa kabila niya, tinatayo eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, sabay na, pare.
You are physically
in sync.
Yeah, totoo.
Diba?
Diba? Kasi kung kumukontra, ang hirap mag-ride eh.
Oo, bad trip yun.
Ayan. So, wala rin akong hirap sa pag-angka sa kanya kasi kung mag-countersteer ako, tapos medyo bumangking konti.
Yun!
Ayun.
Magaang.
Magaang. Oh, magaan suave na. Suave. Well said.
All right. As we wrap up the show, this is something we ask all of our 2-9 riders of the week. Mm-hmm. Jan, anong definition mo ng 2-9 rider?
Okay. 2-9 rider, I think nabanggit nyo na. It's the passion. If you're passionate about riding, everything else will follow. So yung pagiging,
you're passionate about everything else.
Tama
ba, Asha?
Yung disiplina mo sa pag-ride, yung thoughtfulness and mindfulness mo sa sarili, safety mong sarili mo and sa people around you, cause yun ng passion. Kasi you want safety to ride more. You ride safe to ride more. Passion about what else? Safety gears and yung knowledge. Kasi when you're passionate about a thing, you research and you learn the things that will improve your passion. Eventually leading to you teaching other people or your co-riders to do the same.
Tama.
Eventually, you have a good community. And that community builds a good network. And that I think is a definition of a 2-9 rider.
Yun. I agree 100%. Because if you're passionate, it's hard to fake passion.
Yeah, true.
Right? So if you're passionate about something like riding and photography like you are and Asha, hindi mo ma-fake yung yun, magiging tunay.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Malalabas yung authenticity.
Yes.
So, yeah. Passion and 2-9 na rider. Tama. What do you think, Asha?
Tama po.
May question din tayo kay, ano, kahit di siya rider. Anong definition man ng 2-9 na rider?
Salong natin.
Ganun din naman. Oh, disiplina.
Yun.
For me kasi disiplina talaga eh. Kung tawag dito, kung wala kang disiplina sa daan, huwag ka na mag-ride, mag-motor. Kasi makakadamay ka lang ng iba.
So si Jan, si minsan ba walang disiplina?
May disiplina po yun.
Yun!
Kasi lagi ako nasa likod niya eh. Uy, tama. Kakalabitin ko siya.
Ah, may disiplina ingat. Kasi may nag-i-enforce. Kasi may police.
Pag wala si Asha, ibang usapan na
And on that bombshell, that ends this episode. Thank you so much, Jan C. and Asha.
Thank you.
For being on 2-9 Rider.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.